2+ years into the pandemic, many of us know all about Zoom fatigue and the benefits of taking a break from screens and social media. But when we finally do take time to rest, many of us feel guilty. Tricia Hersey says that feeling is evidence we've been brainwashed by hustle culture. She's the founder of the Nap Ministry, an organization that promotes the healing power of naps and the idea that rest is a form of resistance. Here and Now's Tanya Mosley sat down with Hersey for her podcast, Truth Be Told, to talk about how to give yourself permission to rest. And the two started the conversation talking about why Hersey does not have her Zoom camera on during meetings.
Everyone is feeling this way, but everyone's just keep going on. Like this idea of like, this is just what it is. But I feel like more people need to name the fact that they're exhausted. Every time someone wants to do something with me virtually or do something on Zoom, I'm always just like, can we do a regular call? And they're always like, oh my gosh, thank you for saying that. I didn't know I could
right,
have said
given
that.
Permission,
like, I thought we had
right.
to do it this way.
I'm thinking about your email auto response that states you're prioritizing rest over responding. I'm just thinking, if I got that from anybody, else, I, you know, it's actually says to me, wait a minute, I want to take rest too. I don't need to respond to this either.
Yes.
You're conveying that to people, but what are some of the responses you get from folks when they see that?
People ignore it. Most people are like, okay, that's good and everything. And they just respond back, I saw your message, but, you know, I saw your message, but. So I do think that part of this work is living it and embodying it. Like, I'm really living this work. It's not just some social media project for me. If you say you want to resist the systems that are treating you like a human machine, then part of that is going to have to be making decisions, being intentional, being extremely connected to what your body really needs and wants.
We're going to get into the practice of how to do that, because I think that the majority of people agree with you. Like, we're on a treadmill that we want to get off of. Mm-hmm. But let's first start with the very basic foundation of your assertion, and that is that sleep deprivation is a social justice issue.
Absolutely. Sleep deprivation for Black people specifically traces itself back to the plantation. And so I think we can't really talk about this movement of rest is resistance the way I'm uplifting the movement without speaking about what has been. This is an historical perspective, a lens that lends itself towards looking at what has been done to our bodies as a part of being in this system. What have our ancestors toiled? What did labor look like? And how that same machine level pace of labor that was experimented on our ancestors' bodies on plantations, the same machine that's driving capitalism and grind culture today. And so when I say that, the idea of resisting a system that says you are a part of the cog in this wheel, your body doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the clock. Your body also is not worth anything unless it's producing, creating, and on the wheel of production. And so to resist that, to disrupt that and say, that's not true, that's a lie, I'm divine, I can rest, rest is my natural state, it is my birthright. To disrupt that and push back is the social justice piece of it. It is pushing back against very violent systems. And so I think a lot of people think, oh, this is just lay down because you're tired. But to really lay down and to intentionally rest in a system that wants you going 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that is built upon the backs of our ancestors, it's a resistance to stop and say, no, I'm going to lay down. I'm going to uplift my body. I'm going to connect with it. I'm going to listen to my body and not continue to be pushed into a machine level pace. The pace that we're living on is not sustainable. It just isn't. That's why so many people claim burnout. That's why so many people say they're exhausted. That's why so many people are not well mentally or physically. It's because this pace that they have created is not sustainable for a human being to live on. And so to push back is the resistance, is the justice piece of it.
Well, how does one get to that reimagination while also participating in capitalism in order to survive?
You find ways, like my grandmother, Ora Caston, who was a refugee of Jim Crow terror, leaving at Mississippi, like millions of people who were leaving during the Great Migration from the South and going to the North. They imagine a new world. They imagine what they could not see. And while she was doing that, she rested every single day. She rested for 30 minutes on the couch with her eyes closed. I often wonder, what was she doing for that 30 minutes to an hour with her work uniform on, about to go to her next job? She said she was listening to what God wanted to tell her. She would just say, I'm listening. And I'd be like, what is she listening to? You don't know what the information she was getting that was allowing her to go on and raise 9 children in a world that wanted them all dead. And so to watch her do that is such a spiritual practice and such a beautiful thing for her to tap into. She found space to rest. And so if we can begin to tap back into the rest practices that our ancestors were doing, tap back into what we know to be true about who we are, resting is the foundation for a liberated world. Without it, we're going to just get more exhaustion. And so you do that by slowly finding ways to reimagine. You don't answer an email immediately. You detox off social media every week. You find ways to find healthy boundaries in your life. You get healing for, if that may be through therapy, through prayer, through journaling, but you find a way to be able to say no to people. You know, this world will eat you alive if you don't have healthy boundaries, if you don't have these ideas of what you want for your world. I tell people, you can also take long showers, sit in a tub every day, you know, drink tea, you know, daydream, sit and stare out of a window, go for a walk. There's so many active ways to participate in rest. Resting is anything that slows your body down enough so that you can connect with your body and mind.
You know, as you're talking, Tricia, I'm also just really thinking about this article that I read by Arthur C. Brooks called The Satisfaction Trap. Essentially, he's asserting that no matter what we achieve or attain, our biology always leaves us wanting more.
If you inherently believe that you are enough simply because you are born, that you are divine simply because you are born, that your worth is not connected to anything on the outside, that's why this is a spiritual practice, then I don't think there's this idea of always going to be wanting more. I don't believe that you're going to always be wanting more once you slow down and once you begin to see who you truly are. This work is decolonizing. It's looking, letting people look at themselves for who they truly are. Divine human beings worthy of rest, period. There's no other reason for us to be resting except because it's part of who we are. It's part of our right as human beings. And so to keep attaching this idea of rest to it having to be something more, to I'm doing this so I can be more productive, I'm doing this because I'm burnt out, I'm doing this so that I can, you're simply resting just to be, because you can just be. This idea of leisure, this idea of not having to do another thing, Black people have never been able to participate in that. We've never been able to participate in leisure. We've never been able to participate in the idea of just being. We, even when we have a job, we're thinking, well, I got some extra free time, maybe I'll get 2 extra jobs, maybe I'll get a side hustle, maybe I'll maybe I'll do that. Even when we're like not needing to work, we're always like trying to find something else to do. I have to be doing something. And to me, that is the ultimate trick and the ultimate evidence of our brainwashing. You can just be. You can just sit and be. And that's totally all that you have to do.
You know, I'm thinking about the individual versus the collective. Like, for this thing that you're talking about to truly work, doesn't it require that just about everyone buy into it? I'm just thinking on a very practical level with something as small as saying, I'm not going to participate on Zoom meetings, or I'm going to change my handle to say I'm not responding to every email request. But then the world is responding to every email request and everyone's on Zoom.
Oh, yeah.
So then how can you participate while still setting those boundaries? Does it need to be a collective, like, call out where everyone is saying we're doing it for this to truly work?
There will never be everyone collectively on the same page toward liberation in this country just because we're not the same. There's not a monolith of people who actually even buy into this. And so that is fine, and I'm okay with that, because I understand that for everyone to get free, you know, that we're going to have to really be working within the individual and the collective. And so, no, I don't think that everyone needs to be on this for us to be able to find these temporary spaces of joy and freedom. For Black people to be able to live and thrive and survive in a culture like the one that we live in, we would be dead by now if we thought that way, because it's like, who in this world and what culture is going to give that to us, specifically to Black people? So that's why I love the idea of subversion and of being inventive and being a trickster and being flexible and imagining a new world and creating a temporary space of joy and freedom for yourself, for your community, for your family. You change the world by changing yourself and your family. If just the people around you could be on this, if just a person could be thinking to themselves, you know what, today I really don't feel like I want to go to work today and I do have PTO, why don't I take it? Like, those small little moments of freedom and joy is how Black people have survived this entire culture since we landed here on slave ships. And so I look up to that and I like uplift it and I illuminate the idea of being able to work within a system, to know that I am of this world, but this world doesn't have me, you know, like that I can be a part of this and live in this world. And at the same time, I can subvert and I can have a counter narrative that doesn't look like what the dominant culture is saying.
That's Here and Now's Tanya Mosley,